quite a while.
Right.
Always glad to have this game on the show.
5 and 7, very easy. We will ask Dammit Maury to name 5 things. He has 7 seconds to name those 5 things. Mocha, you will be the official judge and timekeeper.
Okay.
Dammit Maury, are you ready?
Okay.
Maury,
mm-hmm.
Name 5 shades of yellow.
Oh my God, banana, like pea, mustard.
Loser.
Okay. Bro.
Not sure that pea is an official shade of
like urine.
Yellow?
He said shade. He didn't say things that are yellow.
But I don't like, I assume, okay.
Buttercup is a shade of yellow. Lemon, corn, yeah. Mustard yellow.
I said that.
Gold.
Banana.
Not on my list, no. saffron is a shade of yellow. These are all official
saffron.
Shades. Saffron is, Maury. Saffron is. Damn it, Maury.
Mm-hmm.
Name 5 words that rhyme with toner.
Loner. Boner. Loner, toner, boner. Loner, toner, boner.
Loser.
We didn't ask you to repeat, man.
Okay, yeah. So 5 words that rhyme with toner. Maury gave loner, toner, boner.
Did I get boner?
You never did.
I would have given you yes, loner, owner, donor.
Owner.
Stoner.
Yes, I was hung on boner.
You never are.
Okay.
Guys.
What?
Damn it, Maury.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Name 5 animal milks that humans drink that don't come from cows.
Oh, okay. Sheep, goat, I don't want to say dog.
Yo, what?
Okay. I said I don't want to say dog.
Don't.
Loser.
Don't say dog, because people don't drink dog milk.
Oh,
that's so gross. Would have given you camel.
Since goat, when?
Goat.
I said goat.
Yak, buffalo, horse milk. People
ew.
Drink horse milk. Giraffe. Also cockroach.
Yes. No.
Wait a second. Yes, they
no,
did.
No, they don't.
They discovered protein sequences in cockroach milk with all the essential amino acids, proteins, fats, and
what?
Sugars. And the cockroach milk turns out to be 3.5 times more calorie rich than cow's milk. Problem is gathering enough cockroach milk to drink.
Do they have teat?
I imagine so.
How
I don't
do you
know.
Milk a roach?
It's got to come from somewhere. All right.
Damn it, Maury.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Aside from water, name 5 liquids found in nature.
Sap, syrup, dew, liquids that are found at rain.
Loser.
would have given you oil. Would have given you
those,
lava.
Okay, yeah, if you want to call those liquids.
Natural gas. Yeah, no. Sure. Maple syrup.
They are.
Blood, I would have given you.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay. Finally, yeah. Damn it, Maury.
Mm-hmm.
Name 5 words that start with C and end with K.
I have to say it. Clock. Chalk.
Okay. A lot of beeping in there. You can only imagine what he said.
Yeah.
Maury would have given you cook, cork,
mm-hmm.
clock, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Chunk.
Yeah.
Would have given you, well, I would have said you were right. I would not have given you, but I would have said you were right had you said crack.
Did I get the other one right too?
No.
Oh. Yes.
Technically, yes.
That, I got it.
You did not get 5.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is exactly how you play 5 and 7.
The Roz and Mocha Show. Cheer it up. Celebrate mornings on KISS 92.5.
It's fine. It's cool. You can say.
Give me one sec, okay?
Okay.
Does your job suck? Yeah. Does it make you hurl? Yeah. Roz and Mocha's worst job in the world. Yeah. Ugh, man, I quit.
We have not done Roz and Mocha's worst job in the world in a very, very long time.
Because I think for a lot of people who listen to the show and have been following along, I think that they felt that it was settled, right? Like, that was the thing. Because right now, sitting at number one, if you remember... for the worst job in the world. This is where we just talk to regular people who have regular jobs, and listen to this show, and some of them are just, like, awful. You do it, you contribute, you do your best, but Jacob, who is a cleaner at a hospital, and he's the guy that goes in and has to clean up all the messes, like all the messes that could possibly happen at a hospital. The tool that he uses more than anything else is something called the scraper that he keeps on his cart. So he is like a hospital cleaner. And then number two, Matthew, his job is he goes on to like crime scenes and stuff, and he's a trauma cleaner.
Yeah.
So after something bad has happened, he's the guy that has to go in and pick up the bits. John at number three is, I forgot about John. John's job is that he cleans portable toilets for construction sites, music festivals, and homeless encampments. And he has a super-powered vacuum that constantly clogs.
Guess who has to unclog it? John.
So that's the top three right there.
Jules, you think you have the worst job in the world?
I absolutely do.
Okay.
I think I could top all of them.
Okay. Go for it.
So I am a nurse. Uh-huh. I work in a merge, and we typically have these patients that are called frequent flyers. They're patients that usually show up once a week, repetitively, and this story entails a gentleman that I've had the pleasure of dealing with probably for at least about a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's the crack of dawn, and I'm just trying to caffeinate my way through another nursing shift when I see my favorite patient on the board. The guy who thinks I'm basically his personal slave. So if I don't bring what he wants in like 0.2 seconds, let's just say he has a way of making my day a living hell.
How?
So I'm running around doing my job when suddenly there's a code blue down the hall. I rush in, go do full CPR hero, and save the day. Feeling totally great. But then I remember I do have Mr. High Maintenance to go back to. The guy's face is completely red. He's screaming at me, telling me I'm the worst nurse in the universe. Then in one swift move, he flips around, face down, throws his butt right in my direction. I kid you not, sprays all over the floor.
Oh, my God. In the emerge?
In the emerge.
But what did he show up for in the first place? You said, like, this guy's like a repeat visitor. Is he showing up once a week with the exact same thing, like same, I guess, quote unquote, ailment, or is it something different every time?
It's something different every time, but they all kind of correspond. In the midst of all that, I'm completely in shock, and I'm trying to get him to sit down and go back into bed.
Mm-hmm.
So for one, he doesn't fall, and then my foot goes straight into the mess. I go flying like it's a water slide.
Oh no!
On the floor. I'm covered in this gentleman's artwork. And he looks up at me and shrugs and says, "Shit happens."
Oh god.
And then now months fast forward, and who I see back in my ER. This time though, he's clenching his stomach and he's looking super uncomfortable. turns out he has a carrot where a carrot should never, ever be. So this gentleman likes to...
Hide things. Just say hide things.
Hide things.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So you've seen him at the hospital before because he hid things.
Oh, it would be like hard-boiled eggs. It would be a pen.
Okay. All you had to do was say yes.
Yeah, you just had to say things.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
So what happened with the carrot then?
It's not a purse, right? He knows that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we kind of tag-team this a little bit, me and the physician. But if it's like a really like nasty kind of job, the physician always just like looks at me. He's like, you got this?
Oh, wow. So in the case of the carrot, the missing carrot, what'd you have to do? And what tools did you use, if any?
You have to use a bunch of just lube, and I just had to sit there and gracefully... It took probably about 30 minutes for that to come out, and he kept wincing that he was in pain. But then when that happened, I kept looking at him and smiling, and I was like, hey, do you remember me? And he kind of gives me, like, this, like, smug look. And I'm like, yeah, shit happens.
Oh, right? Again, huh?
Just to, like, throw it back at him.
Thank you for your submission for...
You know what I do? I just put the carrot back.
Worst job in the world.
Oh, I should have.
Right? I just put the carrot back. So we have to deliberate here.
Hold on. Okay, we're going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay.
So awful things happen at her job.
Yeah.
But I also imagine as a nurse, you sometimes get to deal with, like, you know, a cute kid that needs a stitch, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, I assume that not everybody is a monster. I assume that you have some people who are there very grateful that she is there. It is a tough job. Not saying it's a tough job. But number one on the list is the other guy that works at a hospital, Jacob, and his only job is to go in and clean up after the worst of a worst happens in a hospital room.
With the tool that they call the scraper.
Right.
Let's see. I think, I don't even know if she's top three. Because yes, these things happen. They don't happen every single day.
No.
Right?
No.
Like, I wouldn't put her over, you know,
position. Porta potty hose? Is she higher than porta potty hose? No.
I think she goes below porta potty. Yeah.
Number four?
I would say number four.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Jules.
Yes.
Okay, so unfortunately, you do not, in our opinion, have the worst job in the world, so we can't put you at number one. You are on the list, though.
So, Jules, we're happy to tell you that you have now slid into number four.
Oh, gross.
Look at that. But Maria looks like she's straight up going to throw up right now.
Yes, yes. And if something ever happens, don't worry.
No pun intended there, guys.
No, if something ever happens, don't worry. We have the tools and lube to get you out of position four.
Oh, I appreciate, you know what, if you guys ever end up in a situation like that, your girl's got you.
Damn, thanks, Jules.
You.
Good looking out. Have a great day.
You too, guys. Thank you.
Roz and Mocha on Kiss 92.5.
Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago, I was in your sights. You got me alone. You found me. You found me. You found me. I guess you didn't care. And I guess I like that. And when I fell hard, you took a step back. Without me, without me, without me. And he's long gone when he's next to me. And I realize the blame is on me. Cause I knew you were trouble when you walked in. So shame on me. Two places I've never been. Till you put me down. Oh, I knew you were trouble when you walked in. So shame on me now. Threw me two places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold hard ground. Oh, trouble, trouble, trouble. Oh, trouble, trouble, trouble. No apologies, he'll never see you cry. Pretends he doesn't know that he's the reason why you just loved me, or her, or anyone, or anything. I knew you were trouble when you walked in. So shame on me now. Put me to places I've never been. So you put me down. I knew you were trouble when you walked in. Right there. Shame on me now. Put me to places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold hard ground. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Oh, oh, trouble, trouble, trouble. I knew you were trouble when you walked in. Trouble, trouble, trouble. I knew you were trouble when you walked in. Trouble, trouble, trouble.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
When you hear two Taylor Swift songs back to back, you can win tickets to her show.
Yeah.
On KISS 92.5.
Whoa. So is it that time?
Text RED plus your name to 925555, by the way.
I remember when we broke up the first time, saying this is it, I've had enough. Cause like we hadn't seen each other in a month when you said you needed space.
What?
Then you come around again and say, baby, I miss you and I swear I'm gonna change. Trust me, remember how that lasted for a day? I say, I hate you, we break up, you call me, I love you. Ooh, 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 ooh. We called it off again last night, but ooh, 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 this time, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, we are never, ever, ever getting back together.
Ever.
I'm really gonna miss you picking fights and me falling for it, screaming that I'm right. And you would hide away and find your peace of mind with some indie record that's much cooler than mine. Ooh, 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 ooh. You called me up again tonight, but ooh, 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 ooh. This time I'm telling you, I'm telling you, we are never, ever, ever getting back.
Like ever.
No! Taylor Swift.
Live in Toronto.
Hi.
Thanks to Rogers, the proud presenting sponsor of Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour.
Yo, Andy, what up? It's Roz and Mocha.
What's up, buddy?
Okay, here's the thing. We have Taylor Swift tickets to give away at 8 o'clock this morning. You did not win them, but you are closer to getting those tickets.
Amazing.
Are you the big Swiftie, or who you taking, or who you giving them to if you win these?
It's my wife and my kid.
Amazing. All right, Andy. So stay by your phone. Hopefully you will be the one to win those tickets. 8 o'clock this morning, we're giving away tickets to see Taylor Swift courtesy of Rogers, okay?
Amazing. It was just birthday not too long ago, too.
Oh, nice. There you go.
Celebrate mornings with Roz and Mocha.
From the speakers on KISS 92.5.
Next FML.
So, guys, I love her and I want to put a ring on it.
So Danny wants to get engaged over the holidays, but doesn't know how much to spend on an engagement ring to prove how much he loves her.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
This morning at 7:30 on KISS 92.5.
Taylor's show is almost here. And if you still don't have any tickets, don't worry. Thanks to Rogers, we found some more blank spaces at her Toronto show to be filled.
And you're not going to find them anywhere else.
Listen all day for the Taylor Swift back-to-back throwbacks.
When you hear them, text the keyword of the day and your name to 925-555.
Standard message rates apply.
If we call you, you'll go into the daily draw to win a pair of tickets.
Thanks to Rogers, the presenting sponsor of Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour.
KISS 92.5.
Installing a TV on a wall sounds simple, right?
That was easy.
Did you find the stud?
You're looking at him. Oof, I can fix that.
Saving up to $900 on car and home insurance with Bel Air Direct is simple. Bel Air Direct. Insurance simplified. Certain conditions apply.
Princess Margaret Lottery. Early bird deadline is midnight Friday. It's your time to win big with a $2.7 million early bird prize, a Kawartha lakefront cottage, and 50 grand cash. Plus, be in to win the Georgian Bay show home and the $7.4 million grand prize. More than $14 million in prizes to win. Early bird deadline is midnight Friday. Buy now at PrincessMargaretLotto.com.
Play responsibly. Travel 1380966. See website for rules and regulations.
How do you, Subway holiday lover?
I'm dreaming of a turkey sub.
Well, hold on to your chestnuts for Subway's new festive faves meal. A 6-inch turkey sub with cranberry Dijon,
ooh,
crispy potato rings,
ooh,
and 2 red velvet cookies.
Ooh, jingle my bells.
No thank you, but all this delicious and fixins for just $8.99.
Yum, maybe some sugar plums.
No idea what that is. The new festive faves meal, a merry $8.99, only at Subway. At participating Canadian restaurants. Extras additional. Terms and conditions apply.
By the fireplace.
50 or over? Ask your healthcare provider if vaccination for pneumococcal pneumonia with Prevnar 20 is right for you. Visit Prevnar20.ca to learn more. Now publicly funded for eligible Canadians and covered by most insurance plans.
Walmart is the number one place to save on groceries. And right now, you can save $2.13 per pound on bulk Honeycrisp apples, on for only 84 cents per pound. That's 71% in savings. Walmart. Save money. Live better.
From November 7th to 13th, the Great Save event is on at Sport Chek. Take 25% off full-priced items on the top brands in sport. Plus, save up to 50% on featured door crashers. See in-store or sportchek.ca for more details.
Red One.
We're coming at you.
Is the movie event of the holiday season.
Santa Claus has been kidnapped.
You're going to help us find him.
You can't trust this guy. He's on the list.
He's a naughty lister.
Naughty lister?
Dwayne Johnson.
We got snowmen!
Chris Evans.
I might just go back to the car.
Let's save Christmas.
I'm not going to say that.
Say it.
All right.
Let's save Christmas. There it is.
Only in theaters November 15th.
Oh, Maya. Maya. She loves being cool. 21 degrees is her favorite number. God, she's the coolest, especially at night. So I raise the temp at 10 p.m. because she gets chilly when she sleeps. Maya loves using less energy, and I love Maya. We're basically besties.
With SmartFlow from Enbridge Sustain, you won't have to think about your HVAC, but it will always be thinking of you. With smart controls and zero upfront costs, visit EnbridgeSustainSmartFlow.com to learn more.
Until November the 18th, live and listen to all the magic of an Air France rendezvous. Whoa. It's time to book your rendezvous with Paris, starting at $749, or Barcelona, starting at $859 return, from Toronto, tax included. You can enjoy a glass of champagne however you fly, economy included. Elegance is a journey. Air France. Travel from November 1st to December 14th, 2024, and from January 8th to April 30th, 2025. See conditions at airfrance.ca.
Desjardins Insurance cares a lot about their clients. In fact, it's packed with such a ginormous amount of vast and substantial care that's bursting with even more whoppingly humongous and colossal care. You might be a little surprised when we tell you that all of that care fits in the palm of your hand. With the Desjardins Insurance mobile app, you'll get a big hand with 24/7 paper-free access to all of your home and auto policies, including your digital pink slip. Get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care.
Celebrate mornings with Roz and Mocha
on Kiss 92.5.
Brought to you by RedTag.ca.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why half his clothes went missing. My body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me. 1 degree of separation. Close your eyes and feel.
Kristen Mokas Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix?
Roz and Moki got you.
Why are you on FML, Danny?
So, guys, I love her and I want to put a ring on it.
You wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Moka, fix my life. I don't really know how to ask for help, but I'm planning to propose to my girlfriend over the holidays. Spoiler nice. Alert. And need advice on what an ideal amount of money to spend on a ring is. I love her to death and she deserves everything, but how do I show her what she means to me without having to break the bank, considering that I'm saving up for the wedding / engagement / honeymoon and everything else? Any advice would be great. Why do you think that your girl has this thing that your love is going to be proportioned to how much you spend on a ring?
It's not that. It's just she really deserves the world, and I really want to show her that I really love her by getting her, you know, something very special. And I feel like spending a good amount of money on a ring.
Like, what's a good amount in your opinion?
Like, maybe like $4,000 or $5,000.
Can you afford that, though?
I mean, I think I can, yeah.
I would say, listen, man, if you love that girl and she loves you back, I think any amount that you spend is going to be wonderful. Because it's, you know, you're focusing here on your future, not on the ring, right? You guys want to be together forever, and that's what's important. And I think that if you want to get her a nice ring, just get what you can afford, man. She's going to love it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. I mean, for the most part, and I don't mean to say this in any sort of way, but diamonds are dumb, right? The lab-grown diamonds that you can get they're diamonds, but they just don't come from, you know, the hands of slaves working in mines around the world, right? And they're not as expensive. Like, there's alternatives. Like, if I don't know how she feels. Like, is she like natural diamond only, or is she up for, you know, one of the sort of new modern alternatives?
I mean, she's up. She's open to anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've talked about it before.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So do you get the sense from her that, like, she wouldn't be disappointed if you spent, like, let's say $2,000, or she wouldn't be disappointed if you spent $1,000?
Yes, kind of. But like I said, I just want to show her that what she means to me. And I feel like maybe sometimes if I get her something a little nicer and more expensive.
Yeah, but bro, asking her to spend the rest of her life with you
is the special thing.
Is a special thing, man. Getting married is the special thing.
True,
committing yourself to each other is the special thing.
You're right.
Ring is just a thing.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, no. It's listen. I fully get it. I get all this stuff, but I feel that it's not a great place to be when you're thinking about proposing and you still have that thing in the back of your head where you have to prove how much you love her by things. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like it's not a healthy way to start a relationship or to start a marriage, feeling that you have to prove it by doing this. When, as Mocha just said, like, you wanting to spend your life with this woman and, you know, possibly starting a family and going through every wonderful and every terrible thing that your lives are going to offer both of you. You know, that's the thing. I get it. You want to show her and you want to give her something that she's like, oh my God. And you want that moment. And that's fine. And that's fine. Do that. But don't do it because you think that you have to prove something.
Right. I understand. Yeah.
And as Mocha said, spend whatever you're comfortable spending, dude. It's the love of your life. Do your thing. But don't spend something that is going to hurt you.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
Because that's not good for you, and it's not good for her, and it's not good for the relationship.
It's not, yeah, especially starting off, yeah.
It's not. It's not. You got the wedding, the engagement, the honeymoon. You got all this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So don't put yourself in a position of where you're hurting yourself financially.
Okay.
Okay.
But feel better?
But go and do your thing, man. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Looking for some advice? Be a part of Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life. Text FML to 925-555.
Kiss 925.
Is it the look in your eyes, or is it this day? Is it the look in your eyes? Or is it this dancing juice? Who cares, baby? I think I wanna marry you.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
On Kiss 92.5.
How you doing? 7:39, 11 degrees, gonna rain today. 13 is the high. 8 o'clock this morning, gonna play Needy or Greedy. Hook you up with some free cash. We'll also give you a keyword to text in. Spoiler alert, I hate today's keyword.
Oh no!
Yeah. Because I know exactly what's gonna happen.
Oh, mistakes are...
100%.
Okay.
The keyword for today at 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
There's two ways to spell it.
Oh no.
So whoever came up with today's keyword.
Damn. Okay.
Like, we gotta have words.
Alright.
I don't know who it was. Was it you, Maury?
No, I didn't like it either.
Was it you, Cheesecake?
Not me, man.
Okay. Who was it? Our boss?
No idea.
Magic, bro.
Come on, snitch.
It's magic.
Was it Alex?
I don't snitch.
You're gonna snitch?
I bet you it was. I'm gonna call him.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call him at 8.
Okay.
On a speakerphone.
Okay.
So Alex, if you're listening.
All right.
Don't forward me to voicemail, bro.
Hey, Mocha. Yeah. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Let's do the news!
A Roz and Mocha Show and Kiss 92.5 News Break.
I'm going over the birthday party guest list for Leonardo DiCaprio's insane party that he
had.
This
is all A-listers, right?
Yeah, you won't find me there. I couldn't attend, unfortunately.
I had to go through. I have like all these different sources here. So Brad Pitt, Mark Ruffalo, Benicio del Toro, Kevin Connolly, Chris Rock, Jimmy Fox, Guillermo del Toro, Paris Hilton, Lucas Haas. Oh, the boys are back in town. Steven Spielberg, Bill Maher, Casey Affleck, Emile Hirsch, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom, Cara Delevingne. Hold on here. Let me go to my other list.
One of those parties where every celebrity knows that it's happening and you have to get an invite.
Yeah.
Like they're calling anyone, like all their publicists and management and be like, yo, get me into this party.
Yeah. De Niro was there. Going, who else was there? Everybody was there.
De Niro?
Man. Yeah, everybody was there. So I guess he had like a family dinner ahead of time and then they went to his birthday party. His birthday's actually today, but it was on the
happy birthday
weekend. And I think because what these rich guys do is they don't do the party at their own house, right? They rent a mansion.
Yes.
Yeah, so they rent a mansion and then the
Let
party
that
happens
place get
there.
Trashed.
Let that exactly right. Let that place get trashed. Everybody gets in the cars, they go home, nobody's gotta deal with the mess. Right.
But then you got to drive all the leftovers back to your own house.
Yeah. You think DiCaprio and Lucas Haas and Tobey Maguire were stuffing Tupperware in the back of his,
the trays of food?
Fruit platters.
You can't put that. No, you have to put that on your lap in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
It's
sorry, man.
Spill all over the back.
Sorry. Frankie.
De Niro's like, how did I get? Why do I gotta hold the pasta on my lap?
The top's not on right.
It's
hot. It's hot. It's still hot. Frankie Muniz, aka Malcolm in the Middle, is still on the NASCAR circuit, and he's in the NASCAR circuit, and he's in the truck series. Like they look like they're souped up pickup trucks, is what they look like.
He's hurt himself
right?
a bunch of times.
He has gotten a couple crashes, but I think he's actually signed to a proper team for all of 2025 coming up.
Oh.
But he got in a wreck over the weekend, and it wasn't bad. He limped into an ambulance. He was fine. This is Frankie Muniz talking to the press afterwards.
Hey. Frankie, big hit. First of all,
yeah.
Are you okay?
I'm okay, yeah. Unfortunate. You know, I felt like I got a good opportunity to run with some guys. I made some passes, lost a few spots on restarts, went back out, passed them again. So it was good for me to figure out how to get by people. You know, I haven't really gotten to do that much this year, so that was really positive. And then we just wanted to keep going. I wanted to keep running, but... there was nowhere for me to go. I got hit from behind. Yeah, I got hit from behind into the 42, and then the 42 got moved, and the 18 was right there, stopped. You know, and I went right into him.
Damn.
He sounds like he knows what he's talking about, eh?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, he's been in NASCAR forever.
For a long time.
Yeah.
I saw an interview that he did with Steve-O from Jackass where he was talking about how smart he was with his money, with his Malcolm in the Middle money.
Mm-hmm.
And his parents, he wasn't one of these kids where his parents like ripped him off, right? It's like they did really good with his money.
Oh,
and
good.
One of the things he invested in all over Los Angeles was parking lots.
Parking lots?
Oh, really?
He bought parking lots. And so when they were operated as parking lots, he was making bank off those. But what, and more importantly, he bought land in Los Angeles.
Because when those parking lots became condos.
Thank you. Yeah, so that's where he got all his money. He was investing in parking lots when he was young, like late teens, early 20s. He was like, I just want to buy parking lots. And so he made the decision to start buying parking lots all over Los Angeles.
For him.
Crazy, right?
And he's living his dream now, driving for NASCAR.
Yeah, and that's where he made all that money. Jelly Roll was doing an interview on the Pat McAfee show, and I guess a lot of people were expecting Jelly to do a full tour next year because really, like, he's primed for it. But here's Jelly Roll.
I'm not going to headline a tour in America next year. It'll be my first year not headlining a tour in America since 2020. But before that, it was like 2012. It's been a long time. So I think we've done enough this year. I'm going to do all those festivals next year. And I think I'm going to get into a little television maybe. So I got a couple cookers in there, man. They're going to Jelly Roll, do some talking, man, instead of just singing.
Oh, man. So I was looking forward to seeing Jelly Roll in concert out here.
Has he been cast on anything? What TV show is he doing?
Like, I tried finding out. It doesn't say anything yet.
But is it like he's going to be a character in a show, or is this like are you smarter than a celebrity kind of thing? Like where he's the host of a show? Or...
I hope it's that.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah,
he did WWE earlier this year.
He sure did.
Oh, maybe is that maybe that's what it is.
Bro, could you imagine?
You think he's going to do a year in WWE?
Yo, he does a run in during the Bloodline storyline. Well, man, Jelly!
You were just so pissed off that he wasn't touring.
I know. If he's going to do a tour with the WWE,
you're down?
Year, yo, I watch all the pay-per-views.
Yeah. Hey, when's that? What? I heard some big thing. What's coming to Toronto?
Elimination Chamber, March 1st.
Is that what that is?
Guys, okay, I'm on a mission. I messaged Trish Stratus already to set up a meeting between me and Triple H.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got back to me.
And how did it go?
Not good.
It's not good. No. What do you want to do? You want to fight?
No, I don't want to fight. Oh. I want to announce.
Like, you want to be the guy?
I want to be in the ring. It doesn't have to be. Okay, here's the thing. Okay. I know it's not going to be, like, because it's a pay-per-view, right?
Yes,
broadcast all over the world.
Yeah.
I know I'm not going to be part of, like, the main kind of show.
Right.
But they do, like, pre-show stuff. Right? Because there's a bunch of stuff that happens before they go live on television.
Yeah.
I would be so down to be in the ring to announce something. All
like something.
Yes. Yeah.
Where is it? Scotiabank?
Rogers Center.
No, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's
no
a big crowd. That's a big crowd.
Rogers Center, bro.
Okay. And so what do you want to do? You want to get in the ring and you want to announce something?
Are you
okay even if it's before the telecast?
Yes.
Like just something. Like you want to, it doesn't
represent.
Matter. Yeah?
Yes.
Do they have preliminary fights that don't make it onto the
pay-per-view? Those are called dark matches?
Yeah. They're called what?
Dark matches?
That's racist, first of all.
Backs. Speak on it, brother.
So you want to announce the dark matches before the paper. And you would be okay with that.
Yes!
And you would be fine with that.
Yes.
Yeah. What about if they just said, we can't put you in the ring to do the announcement of the dark matches, but we can give you like the t-shirt cannon and you can like work the crowd.
Sure.
You would do that. You would run the t-shirt.
I just want to get on the mic for a WWE event.
In some capacity.
What if it was rules and regulations?
Yeah.
You know what? Yes.
Okay.
You would.
Ladies and gentlemen, we call Rogers Center.
Yes.
You're not allowed to throw things.
Security exits.
By the way,
there's a flyer. Maria, here are the exits.
In show business, we call that housekeeping.
I will do the housekeeping. I will do the housekeeping.
You will.
Yes, for Elimination Chamber.
Okay, we're going to try and make that happen. I don't know if we're going to be able to, but we're going to try and make that happen.
I'm so proud. What are you doing in Elimination Chamber? I'm announcing where the fire exits are.
Yeah. What about, I think that you could do that job. I think you totally could. Yeah. Last call for alcohol.
I would happily do
yes.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. There's two matches left. If you got beer you want to get.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay.
Here
cool.
are where your merch tables are in section.
Tell the people.
10,
yeah. No laser pointers. 10. You could be that guy. Right?
No big bags.
Reminder
no
everybody. Yes. Yeah. No laser pointers.
Green Toyota. Your lights are on.
Yeah.
News with Roz and Mocha. Get it at 640, 740, and 840
on KISS 92.5. This boy got me hooked, made me burn my brown eyes, dark brown eyes. The way that he calls is kissing me, with his hand on my thigh, can get it all night. This boy got me hooked every day of the week, fulfilling my need. Get it all night, this boy got me. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. We can elevate together, go from nothing to something. He's
this world to my heart, peanut butter and jelly. If you keep it up, I'll let you put something in my belly. I've been loving you, loving you, loving, loving you, loving you. Don't feel late, I can't have to you, one in a million. I'ma get on a fly, let's B&B. Falls off, I'ma leave it on D&D. Tomorrow it's up, when it's up on my feet. Tomorrow it's up, on the phone, and I'll be. And I'ma run with you forever. Cause this boy, he got me.
Feeling greedy, however, could get you so much more.
Up to $5,000.
But only if you're able to guess the jackpot amount exactly.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4.
Kiss 92.5's Need or Greed.
You know that I'm greedy.
Kiss 92.5.
And now, the Home and Auto Report, powered by Desjardins Insurance.
Fall is here, and that usually means we can count on some pretty significant fall storms to roll through. So let's talk about how we can prevent water from getting into your house in case of a big fall rain event. Clean your gutters. This is so important. When your gutters are full of leaves, they can block your downspouts. Blocked spouts can cause pooling of water in your troughs, which usually means water getting into places that you don't want it to. Check the seals around your windows and doors. Take some time to check your doors and windows and make sure there aren't any glaring issues with caulking or framing. Even the slightest crack can lead to big water problems in your home. Remember, water follows the quickest, easiest path, so keep on top of things.
The Home and Auto Report, powered by Desjardins Insurance. Get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care today.
Insurance recommends using caution and consulting an expert prior to undertaking the activities. Desjardins Insurance cannot be held liable for reliance on these tips.
The Ross Petty Panto is back. You and your family are invited to a holiday musical extravaganza. Enjoy The Wizard of Oz like you've never seen it before. Audiences of all ages will embark on a whimsical journey alongside Dorothy and her beloved companions as they navigate the fantastical landscapes of Tarazto, brimming with laughter, toe-tapping hit songs, and mischievous antics. Secure your tickets for a rip-roaring merry time at CanadianStage.com.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Hi, can I get a...
Yep, the McValue menu has a lot of delicious options for under $4 each plus tax, so it's okay to take
a
minute when ordering. The McValue menu at participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada. Prices exclude delivery.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Lopez, the one from Toronto. But new Mall Rewards still treats me like a star. I earn points on everything I love and Metro and Food Basics. Mall Rewards, made for everyone, even me, Jennifer Lopez. Join today and save.
From November 7th to 13th, the Great Save event is on at Sport Chek. Take 25% off full-priced items on the top brands in sport. Plus, save up to 50% on featured door crashers. See in-store or sportcheck.ca for more details.
The Nissan All-In Clear-Out event is on now, where you can lease or finance select remaining 2024 Rogue from 0.99% for 24 months. Plus, qualified Nissan owners may receive up to $500 in loyalty bonus. Go all in with the Nissan Rogue and enjoy the 1.5-liter VC turbo engine for a perfect balance of power and efficiency. And with standard all-wheel drive, you're ready for wherever the drive takes you. Conditions apply. Quantities limited. See Nissan.ca for details.
The Waffle Festival is underway at Cora Breakfast and Lunch.
I'll have the peanut caramel waffle, please.
But with five new sweet and savory dishes to choose from, it's also a bit of a waffling festival.
Actually, make it a s'more waffle. Wait, the smoked meat waffle sandwich. No. The peanut caramel waffle.
But once you're done waffling, you'll love the waffle you end up ordering. So stop waffling and head to Cora Breakfast and Lunch. Festival ends January 12th.
Wait, the s'mores waffle?
It's the most wonderful time of the year on Pluto TV. Cozy up with festive classics and heartwarming movies streaming all day, every day to get you in the holiday spirit. Season's greetings from Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
When it comes to protecting what matters most to you, get Desjardins Insurance for your auto, home, and life. Discover insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care today.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's KISS 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by RedTag.ca. Travel made easy.
Okay, it's time that I drop the act. I got it bad for you, baby, is that so bad? I don't know how to tell you that one night in college we almost went home with each other. I kinda wish we had, but we've been dancing around it. We can tell each other that it's time to try. But you've been busy with your job and got no time. But I think love is stupid, and I'm not looking for something exclusive. Oh, we laugh at everybody in relationships. Your dad would probably think that I'm a piece of, but I think let's just do this. No excuses, cause we know excuses only get in the way of what I feel for you.
For needy or greedy, you have two choices. You can choose to be needy, we got $92 for you, or if you want to be greedy, guess the jackpot. And if you're right, the current jackpot amount, then you win the money. You need the keyword though. Today's keyword, man, our boss picked it. I'm quiet. Because there's two ways that you could spell today's keyword, and that's going to be problematic.
Oh yeah, right.
Right?
Okay. Are you calling him?
Yeah.
Probably doing school drop-off or something.
Your call has been...
Oh, he forwarded me! Alex! You forwarded me!
Doesn't it always just say forwarded, though? No?
I don't think so. I think you have...
Huh? No, that ran enough time that it just naturally went to voicemail.
Yeah. Yo, stop defending
Believe
him.
Believe me, Maury knows when he's being ignored. Like,
that's
knows,
the point.
He knows,
exactly.
He knows all the
so
ring numbers.
So today's keyword, ladies and gentlemen, is hey.
Oh. Which hey?
Thank you. H-A-Y.
Oh, okay.
So today's keyword is hey. That is what you got to text along with your name to 925-555. And we play like every hour till 6 p.m. So you can only imagine the amount of mistakes.
Right.
The incorrect hey.
Right.
It's hey, or hey.
No, yeah. It's hey, not hey.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely not hey.
Okay.
It's H-A-Y.
Oh my God. This
text
is a disaster.
Text that with your name to 925-555 if you would like to play needy or greedy today. Again, the keyword is hey, H-A-Y. Text that with your name to 925-555. We'll talk to you next. It's Kiss 92.5. Roz and Mocha, good morning.
I used to believe we were burning on the edge of something beautiful. Something beautiful. Selling a dream. Smoking mirrors keep us waiting on a miracle. On a miracle.
Fives, needy
or greedy?
Hello, Grace. It's Roz and Mocha.
Hi.
Thank you very much for texting in. Thank you for listening. The game is needy or greedy, and here is how we play.
So you got a decision to make. You know that, right? You can either choose to be needy and we'll give you $92, or you can choose to be greedy. If you want to be greedy, you got to try and guess the jackpot. And we can tell you this, that yesterday at 4 o'clock, Tina called in and guessed $1,027. Tina was wrong and the jackpot is lower. So knowing all of that, what are you going to do? Are you going to be needy and take the $92, or are you going to be greedy and try and snag this jackpot?
I'm going to be greedy.
Yes.
All right, here we go. What's your greedy guess?
Oh, gosh.
Don't
I'm
act
so
surprised.
Nervous
like, you just said you
want to be like, greedy. Yeah, don't.
What? No, I know. Okay, oh. I'm going to guess 927.
$927.
All right. What would you do with the cash if you won?
Not sure. I guess Christmas presents right now.
Why not? Why not? All right. Here we go.
All right. Let's see if you're right. The guess. Sorry.
Sorry, Grace.
That's okay. Thanks for calling. That was amazing.
Aw, girl. Thank you for listening. Appreciate
so, Grace,
you.
Before you go, the jackpot is actually lower than 927.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you so
all
much.
Right, have a beautiful
thank you,
day.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, too. Bye.
Keyword all day today, because we will play every hour till 6 p.m., is Hey, H-A-Y. Text that with your name to 925-555. We'll play Needy or Greedy again at 9 a.m.
Roz and Mocha.
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
On Kiss 92.5.
We were good. We were cold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right. Till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn. Started to cry, but then remembered I